Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry, the founder of Palo Alto Software, the world's guru on business planning, the author of the Plan As You Go business plan, and also the classic, the Bible on business planning, Hurdle, the book of business planning. And he's our good friend Tim Berry. Thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the myths, some of the myths that people might miss if they're not, haven't been around entrepreneurs a long time and studied the entrepreneurship world as you've done and as I've done for the last few decades. What are some other myths that first one we talked about was it's important to have passion. You got to have passion and perseverance, but they're not enough. You got to have more than that, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. And I'd say the second one on my list, anyhow, is the whole collection of the wrong reasons to own a business and to start a business.
But Tim, I love people.
Yeah.
I'm a people person, Tim.
And being your own boss is my favorite myth.
I want to be my own boss. I'm tired of my boss. I just want to have my own. I want to make my own decisions. I want to be able to take off a day whenever I want to.
Yes, the independence, the be your own boss.
Yeah.
That whole thing, I submit. And we don't have data, but I submit that's one of these pervasive myths that just confuse everybody. And what I say about it, and Jim, you know this obviously, is that your customers are going to be your bosses if you're going to be successful, and your time is going to be less yours, not more yours,
right?
Because there's a lot of work involved. And you may have to have other compensation besides that, but that whole thing, I think, is a very dangerous myth. I sort of lump it around businesses that start for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Tim, one of the things that I tell people all the time is that nobody has more bosses than a small business owner, and the one that is completely blows people away to the point where they look at me probably like, you know, what planet have you landed from? When I tell them, when I say, what would you say if I told you that one of your bosses or a group of people who are your boss are your employees? What if I told you that you actually would work for your employees instead of them working for you? That's the thing. That's one of the myths that I think people completely, there's no way you could know that until you get into it. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely true, and that's a really good point, and also very illustrative of the real versus the mythological in entrepreneurship, too, because you have these different consistencies, and to follow up on that point, I've seen over and over again that if it's not working with the team, then it's not working.
Well, that's right. No, that's exactly right. But I'm even if it does work, though, I mean, look at all the times that you spend your time making sure that your employees are happy, making sure that they're functioning, that they're productive, et cetera, and you think, wait a minute, I thought they're supposed to work for me, you spend more time thinking about them than they spend thinking about you.
Absolutely, and I think that's if you're going to be successful, then you have to have that
right.
And understand that. But people don't when they get into it.
Right. Exactly. All right. What else?
How about the whole thing of pricing too low? The myth, it's funny, this myth is like a law of microeconomics that the lower the cost, the higher the volume.
Mm-hmm.
And that just is no longer true because we live in a world that's so segmented and differentiated and divided up into smaller pieces that the low price often ends up as something that only huge companies can pull off
right.
A business strategy.
Well, Tim, you may have heard me say this before, but the price war is over and we lost.
we, the consumer, may be lost, but we, the business owner, lost the price war, right?
I mean, the small business lost. The price war is over, and small business lost. Because we can't fight the price war, Tim. You said it a minute ago. Only the big companies can be the low price. But when you try to chase price, when you try to get into a price war, and see, one of the reasons I say this, Tim, is because you and I both have heard people who worked for another company and went into business competing with their old boss because they thought they charged too much.
Yeah, and I think you and I go to the same place but my problem is I think we in small business kind of won in the sense that a successful small business is often price on value, and price is the first message that your potential customers hear, and if you're selling something that's worth more, pricing it more is usually a more successful strategy.
We're saying the same thing. Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm getting at is if you're a small business and you're not pricing your products our services at a premium and showing customers how that it's worth that, then you're not going to survive because you can't make the margins if you don't.
Yeah. You have to be, because the price strategy works for a few select huge companies.
Right.
Clearly it works for those household names that we won't do their advertising, you and I, right now, but you know who they are, and they're enormous because it takes enormous resources to always have the low price.
How many times have you walked into a small business and did business with them, and they told you how much it was, and you either thought or said, as I have many times, you're not charging enough for this?
Over and over again.
All the time.
Yeah.
Tim, hold on to that thought. PaloAlto.com is the website. TimBerry.com is where you can find all the things that Tim does specifically, and you don't want to miss whatever Tim has to say. It's always good stuff. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.